from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, who I believe is back in Oxnard, yes?
Well, of course.
Okay, just making sure you weren't like partying and hanging
He's
out
He's only
some
like
more.
Right up the road anyway.
We
they
only had
so
to
far.
Drive an hour or so.
I mean, still getting there in an hour is pretty miraculous
well,
to me.
It, not coming home, because you can't get out of that stadium even with an escort, right?
Mickey, have you given thought to, in 4 years, when the Olympics are there,
oh, good night.
They're going to be there while the Cowboys are out there. LAX is going to be insane out there, man.
Well, the whole LA area, right?
Yes, yes.
Hopefully the Olympics don't... scarf up the residents in here.
It's probably gonna happen, Kevin.
Oh man, I didn't even
we
think
got a
about
lot
that.
Of work to do right next in 4 years, so we better get started now.
You guys might be practicing in like Stockton or something.
Hey, don't forget, part of that Olympics is in Oklahoma too.
What?
That's just a fun what? Fact for you. Yeah, did you know that?
Nobody knew that.
Yeah, it's true. Look it up, kids. All right, so we did this as our first segment of the day, and I realize it's just one component of the whole thing.
Let me guess, it had something to do with a quarterback.
No.
Oh,
incorrect.
No. Oh,
I have quarterback questions for you later. But yeah. was there anybody who you saw in the game, and maybe it's kind of matched up with what you've seen in practice, and you're like, I think they're on the roster now. Like somebody that maybe you weren't positive was going to be on the roster.
You know,
that was Corey's answer too. That noise you just made, that was Corey's
well, no,
answer.
But when you start doing the numbers, like the guys that you know are going to make the roster, and then you're sitting there going, okay, is there room for a sixth receiver? I don't know. Is there a room for six linebackers? I don't know. Offensive line, defensive line. I think when you start doing the numbers, I think possibly on the defensive line, there's room for maybe somebody to jump up and make it that you weren't expecting. I think maybe at the cornerback position, because I think now that they traded Nashawn Wright,
yep,
that the fourth and fifth cornerback is wide open, right? And we're thinking that they're going to keep Kalen Carson, right?
Absolutely.
Do they keep Josh Butler? You know, what's going to happen at the cornerback spot? So I think, you know, and by the way, he had a nice game yesterday, 4 tackles. He had 2 pass breakups.
Butler?
Butler did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And
we
think about
noticed
Scott?
Him. And we noticed him here. Eric Scott finally kind of showed up. It's kind of been a slow start to training camp. So, yeah, if they keep 5, 6, You know, I think those two guys are in the running. I don't know that anybody clear cut said, okay, what I did in that game, I'm making the team. I think we need to see more.
What'd you think, though, of your new tackle that you added to this thing? Because he looked pretty good out there.
New?
Tyler Guyton, that is.
Oh, well, he's making the team, right?
Well, yes, sorry, I've moved
Man,
on.
Man, I hope
Kevin's
so.
I missed the transition.
If he does not make the team, we got problems.
No, I thought he did a nice job for having missed, I believe it was three practices earlier in the week with a chest cold, mm-hmm. and they weren't really sure how much he was going to be able to do. And then when Chuma Doga gets hurt again, you know, he got forced in, but he got in, I think, two series, three at the most. And yeah, I he's going to win that job eventually. Right. It's just a matter of making sure he's healthy and get him as many reps. I thought the priority in this game was to get these young guys reps. The priority was not to win the game. It was to get as many snaps as they could. They had 70 snaps on offense, right? And if you guys noticed, they were in and out of the huddle in a blink. They were trying to get to the line of scrimmage so they can force as many plays as they could. You know, if you're trying to win the game, okay. you're probably not going for it on fourth down five times.
Sure.
Right? You're probably not trying to kick a 65-yard field goal. And you know what, though? You know, Aubrey, I remember during one of the injuries, somebody asked him, what do you think your distance is? He goes, well, you know, I've made one in practice from 70. So it was like, okay, let's see what he can do. It's a preseason game. You're trying to find out, right? You're trying to find things out. So I thought that, you know, they got a lot of young guys that they're going to, you know, have to rely on to help this team get better, if they're going to get better. Overshown, Stevens, they got out there for the first time in the NFL, right? They missed all of training, or most of training camp last year in the preseason with their torn ACL. So it was good to see those guys being active. So I thought that was the, you know, the best part of the game. For the Cowboys, you know, and you nearly won it until, you know, I mean, they had held, if I had my numbers right, they had held the Rams to like 236 yards
yeah.
until that final drive, and they go 70, and thanks to two penalties that, you know, helped the drive along to score the only touchdown of the game.
This might happen all of the time in the preseason, and I just don't remember really hearing about it a whole lot. Is Mike Zimmer not looking at his play sheet and just calling the defense?
He knows his defense,
yeah.
Kevin.
Okay, so should I not be as impressed about that as I am? Because the biggest thing I liked is he didn't look at his play sheet because he's like, let me call the game as I see it unfolding in front of me.
Yeah,
and I think that's a good thing.
And I don't know that the defensive coordinator, you know, it was like the offensive coordinator with a play sheet. You know what you want to, you know, because the defensive guy's got to react to what's going on, right? And so, you know, I think they I don't know they did anything fancy, right? There was very few times they blitzed. I think you saw the safeties playing a lot of zone, and overthrown passes were getting picked off. They should have had five. They had four. A defensive holding that had nothing to do with the interception got called to negate that. But, yeah, I thought from a defensive standpoint, you know, they did a pretty darn good job. But we got to qualify it, right? No one's playing anybody, right?
Yeah.
You know, the Cowboys had 25 guys that didn't play. You bring up a big name, and I'll tell you, yeah, he didn't play. And I'm sure the Rams did the same thing. Yeah, right. And we got an update on CeeDee Lamb from you got to watch Countdown to Kickoff, the pregame show, right? Because you never know what you're going to find out.
We do miss CeeDee Lamb, is what I got.
Okay, but Marquise Bell was like, I know he wasn't playing anybody, but he was everywhere.
Yes.
And that was something like that I just really. Just
and guess what?
Him fly was great.
He was playing his position, right?
Yes.
He was playing safety, not linebacker.
Yeah, not skinny ass safety at a linebacker.
Yeah, there you go. And he showed that, you know, he had some experience. He had snaps last year in this league. And, you know, what did he end up with, like 9 tackles?
Yeah.
I think that is correct.
Well, do you think that playing linebacker for a year helped him a little bit too?
It wasn't a pure linebacker, right? It was kind of being a hybrid linebacker. But he, you know, he was sometimes in coverage. He wasn't just down there to play the run.
Yeah.
I think just playing in the NFL helps when you get in games like that, especially when you've got a first-year quarterback facing you, Stetson Bennett?
The fourth.
I forgot that. Yes.
The number of interceptions he threw.
How do you go through life with your name Stetson?
Stetson Fleming Bennett.
In a fancy ass neighborhood, I can guarantee you that.
But anyway, no, I mean, you saw Bell, you saw Wanye Thomas making plays. So, that safety position is going to be pretty good depth,
yeah.
I think. Competition is going to be at cornerback. And the writing was on the wall with Nashawn Wright. He was out there just because he was a veteran taking Trayvon's spot in practices. I would imagine Trayvon's about ready to go. They get back into practice Tuesday. We'll see if they start letting him take part in the padded practice. Nashawn, look, here's what they thought of Nashawn Wright. When Stephon Gilmer hurt his shoulder last year going into the playoff game, he was the next cornerback up. And they said, you know what, putting a harness on Gilmore's shoulder and playing zone is preferable than putting Nashawn Wright out there.
Yeah.
And then we saw, both of those things backfire, but that tells you how little they thought of him at cornerback. So they basically swap corners, right? A problem for a problem, and okay, we'll see how
it's
that
like last
out.
Year.
Yeah, with the Igbinogheni and Joseph, right?
Yep.
Swap guys that, were not probably wanted to make the team. So, but to go back to your question, I don't know that. I mean, if you keep 5 wide receivers, right? Do you have room for a 6th? Can somebody force their way on as a 6th receiver? Because 4 and 5 are with CD here is probably Turpin and Jalen Brooks.
Yep.
You would think. So can Cropper force his way onto the 53-man roster? And again, let's not belittle the practice squad, because remember these guys get 3. Call-ups. So, you get on the practice squad, you got a chance to play in some games.
I believe we are contractually obligated, as you alluded to also ask at least 1 Trey Lance question.
Yeah, I thought it was a continuation of what we've seen in practice. He will do some things and you shake your head and you're going, what? And then he'll do something and you go, okay, I got to see more. And I think that's what the game was for him. I think that he needs to play, and Mike McCarthy made a point of saying, we're going to give him as many snaps as we can. What did Cooper Rush get? 6 snaps?
Yeah.
And out of 70? And he threw 41 passes. And I asked him, I said, when's the last time in a game you've thrown 41 passes? And he goes, oh, I bet it's been some time. So I start doing research. He never did it with San Francisco. He never did it in college. And going back to high school, he only really started 1 year at quarterback in high school. So this guy has not played a lot of football. This is the first game he's played since August, one of the preseason games last year with San Francisco. And he hasn't played in a real game since the 2nd week in 2022 before he broke a bone in his ankle. So he just needs to play. I don't think everybody needs to rush to an evaluation. Well, this guy, he just misses pack, But there are times in the game that he did things and you're going, okay, the last drive they had, I think he had like 4 straight completions, stepped back in the pocket, hit his back foot, and the ball came out. too many times that didn't happen.
True.
But he hasn't seen things in a game at game speed in so long.
I swear I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm serious curious about this. At most, he's going to play the two more preseason games, and then he's not going to see any time, well, any real time, you would think, during the regular season, and then he's out of contract.
So what's the plan?
Yeah, so how do you make that evaluation?
These next two games are going to be very important for the evaluation.
Okay.
If you decide that you want to offer him some sort of contract. So which quarterback would you rather have? Stetson Bennett throwing four interceptions, which should have been five, or a quarterback that, I don't know what his completion rate was. It was probably in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
25 for 41, and didn't score a touchdown, but he had four drives. They moved the ball, had him down at the 3-yard line, and credit Mike McCarthy for taking credit for that or blame for that 4th-and-1 call from the 3-yard line, right?
Yeah.
And again, if they were trying to win the game, you're not going for it five times, right? You're not kicking a 65-yard field goal. They wanted to give him snaps. He got the snaps, and so let's see what he learned. I like what he said before. I guess it was Friday, the last time we talked to him. He said, look, I know I'm going to make mistakes. The deal is I don't need to make them again. I've got to clean it up right away. And so for the most part, for a guy that hasn't played a lot of football, I think you got to, continue to look in these next two games. But you're right. The pressure's on to make an evaluation of where you go from here, because Cooper Rush is going to be your backup quarterback.
Yes, yes. All right, appreciate the insight. As always, good sir, we'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
I'll be here.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who is the best at being the worst this weekend, and was it a break dancer? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Third down and 6 for the Rams, left to right. Snap to Stetson Bennett, looking around, throwing deep, middle, intercepted at the 45-yard line by Marquise Bell.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys lose their preseason opener 13-12 to the Rams. They have not won a preseason opener since 2017. I don't know if people care about that, but just letting you know. Also, the Cowboys had not one, not two, not three, but four interceptions and potentially could have had more. So it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? And somebody brought up that their kid was named Stetson, and they're not fancy. It's not being named Stetson. It's being named Stetson Bennett the Fourth.
Don't forget Fleming. Stetson Fleming Bennett
yes,
the Fourth.
Yes, Stetson Fleming Bennett the Fourth. I'm willing to wager that's a fancy-ass family. Whoa, it's not God, just the first name of Stetson that makes you fancy.
So, when you say fancy-ass neighborhood, are you driving? Is it a golf cart community?
Where you can't walk to your neighbor's house.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to walk. It doesn't matter if it's next door or three blocks over.
To get the mail.
You're getting into the golf cart, taking stuff that you need over there because you might not want to make a trip back to your 3-car garage.
Now, this has got to be my lead question for Wanker of the Weekend, because sometimes it's obvious. We'll get to you in a second, Jaren Duran. But let's talk about the breakdancer Ray Gun. Did you get the opportunity to, Mike, you look confused, so I'll take this as a no. Did you guys get the opportunity to watch Ray Gun, who became a viral sensation in the breaking competition?
Was that where he was laying on the ground and his hands would touch his toes and then he'd spin would touch his their toes, her toes.
And then spin around.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
The old fish out of water is what I call it.
There you go. Yeah, I think I saw that on Twitter, but like I was like, oh, this is that breakdancing thing.
It definitely was not what I know. Rerun doing his.
Oh, my God. So Ray Gun lost her.
See if I can do that Ray Gun thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if
he's going to injure himself.
Yeah, I could probably see that.
Oh, man. There he goes. There's Mike.
He can touch his toes.
He's touching his toes. And now he is trying to thread the needle here?
how much do you think it would cost?
I'm a little bit more impressed by Ray Gun now.
Okay, how much do you think it would cost for us to get a break dancing competition between Ray Gun and Mike Bassick?
Well, the Ray Gun's from Australia, right?
Mm-hmm. Plane ticket.
Oh, yeah, Josh Green.
So it would cost us Josh Green, which we already traded.
Why is her name Ray Gun?
Her name is Rachel Gunn.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Mike.
She lost her three head-to-head
reasonable questions.
Breakdancing battles by a total of 54-0. That's tough. She didn't score any points. The Prime Minister of Australian Sports came out and said, Hey, she's our number one rated breakdancer, so why don't you back off? I'm paraphrasing a little bit.
Why?
Because everybody on social media was dumping on her. Although, actually, let me try that again. A lot of people. There were other people who were like, see, this is what I'm here for. And she's wearing like a gym coach outfit while she's doing it. And you were like, this is relatable to the people. Is she a wanker?
Oh, so that wasn't good breakdancing.
Yeah,
no,
she didn't. Watch terrible. The video, Mike. Just go look up Ray Gun and check it out. You'll see. It's worth it. It's fun.
Go to Twitter and do it.
You can find it a lot of places.
But they should have just admitted they didn't have anybody to compete in this competition instead of saying, hey, you person, why don't you do this?
Okay, see, and somebody just texted in.
And who judged the qualifiers for Australia to say, this is the one?
She might have been the only one who showed up.
I think that's the case.
No, she definitely won multiple qualifiers in order to get to this place.
And consider this on the Frankel & Frankel injury attorney text line. Ray Gun has a PhD in Australia in breakdancing studies.
No way.
I've seen that multiple times. I've never checked on it, but I have
seen
that.
That's what it looked
times.
Like, right? That's like it looked like when your professor who has all the book knowledge is like, and here is what it would look like.
Those who can't teach.
I just clicked on it.
You want me to tell my wife you said that?
Isn't that what it is? Those who can't do anymore teach?
Oh, Mike is watching video right now.
Okay. All right. Ask the teachers, Kevin. Ask Jess.
I don't think they appreciate that.
Hold on. What does she teach?
Oh, man. Kids. I did see that move.
So she can't kid.
She's hopping like a bunny rabbit.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
She has flexibility.
So this is live
But I don't
breakdown.
Think flexibility is the only.
Did you have to wear like your team colors? I don't know. She's wearing like just a collared shirt and some pants. Like, did the American do the same thing? And I feel like that she doesn't look very breakdancy.
What's
in
your
her
favorite
outfit.
Move you've seen so far,
How
Mike?
Would somebody look breakdancy? Tell me more about that.
This is awesome. You wear Adidas, I think.
And are you disappointed that it was on like a nice mat instead of somebody just throwing down like a broken
cardboard box?
It's pretty
supposed
good
to be.
Exercise, and you get stretching in it.
That's exactly what it is. It feels like if you went to do a breaking class at like a Pilates studio.
Okay, yeah.
I better click off though. China probably just infiltrated my computer.
I don't know what just
I watched it on TikTok.
Ah.
Oh my God.
I don't have TikTok, but when I clicked on the video of her dancing, it took me to TikTok, and that's where I watched it. So I don't know what
You're
just
fine.
Happened to me.
Where'd you say you watched that again?
TikTok.
Thank you.
And China, 40 gold medals.
Uh-huh.
See, and they tied us.
By the way,
TikTok.
This is probably going to be the only time breaking is ever in the Olympics.
Oh, no, they're getting rid of it now already?
It's not in the next Olympics. I do not believe it's going
to
be.
LA is the best place for it to be.
It's not in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics.
Okay,
what I don't get is why wouldn't they do ballet? Or like, I don't know, dancing that's been around for a long time? Correct me if I'm wrong. Breakdancing started in the late 70s? That's when breakdancing became...
I'm not sure.
Yeah, sounds right. My immediate guess would be the 80s. So I think you're in the right place for sure.
Now let's go to one that's far less complex, and I want to know, like, maybe do you think suspension or what's going to happen next? Let's go to cut number 22. Assuming you've listened to this and it is in fact edited. Okay,
it is. It is my last week, so we'll see.
This is Jared.
No, hold on. I need everybody to understand it. He's going to a company, a station within our company. He can't not listen and just be like, oh, whatever. You still have responsibilities to Odyssey.
Now, someone was yelling at Jaren Duran that in between pitches, it was 1-2, and Duran was 0-2 with two strikeouts. A fan behind home plate, because I don't know if we picked this part up, can be heard shouting, "Tennis racket! You need a tennis racket!"
Is that a good heckle?
It's not a hurt. It's not offensive.
I think it's a good heckle. I think it's kind of funny. I also was with Choppy. I thought he was saying batting practice.
Okay.
And then I listened to it again, and I heard tennis racket, and it's kind of like the, what was it, Yellow or Yanni or whatever. I couldn't tell which one I was hearing based on what I was thinking.
And this is how Duran responded.
Tennis racket! Tennis racket! You need a tennis racket!
Duran at 296 with runners in scoring position.
So he said, shut up, you...
He used two F words.
Effing F. One... The curse word, one, the pejorative.
He should have just used the curse word again.
Okay.
Yeah, F and F.
Okay.
That way would have been just fine.
Just fine.
I mean, okay. I don't think he would have had to put out an apology.
You're right. F and F is always okay. All right.
Always okay.
You hear that, kids, going to school? Yeah, kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to all the teachers dealing with...
Whatever, they teach.
Okay.
So here's his apology. During tonight's game, I used a truly horrific word when responding to a fan. I feel awful knowing how many people I offended and disappointed. I apologize to the entire Red Sox organization, but more importantly, to the entire LGBTQ community. Our young fans are supposed to be able to look up to me as a role model, but tonight I fell far short of that responsibility. I will use this opportunity to educate myself and my teammates and grow as a person. It's good to put out an apology. Is he still going to face a suspension, though?
I think maybe a day or two.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it'll be much. I remember the first one I can remember where this became a big deal is Kobe did it to a referee.
Yep.
And that was right when... things were changing. Not that that was ever a positive word. I'm not saying that was ever a positive word, but it used to be thrown around a lot more as just part of, I don't know, saying a word.
Yeah.
Like when we were going to school, like you'd call your friends that all the time. They would call you that all the time. It was just part of
it used to be a thing
being a kid
said
in the 80s and
90s. On the back of a shirt that people would, I understand.
But I would say that... I don't know what the education you need is. Like, what school do you need to go to for 30 seconds? Don't say that word. All right.
Yeah.
Education over. But I'm sure that the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, I can see. Well,
okay. Like,
I'm just saying, you ass. I was just saying.
I mean, obviously, through that, I know that probably
Now they're like, we got to tell you other words you can't say, you dummy, because you said this one.
Well, he was in the moment and mad. Like, it happens. We say things when we're mad that we don't mean to say.
Let me ask you this,
then. Or at least want to say to somebody.
Would it make any difference if he gave a more, I guess, human-based apology like
that? Teams don't want you to.
Then, okay.
There's lawyers, all kinds of crap.
Okay.
If we make a mistake here, do you think you're going to get to apologize in the way you want to apologize?
No, we put out a BS apology once because of that, and it really made me mad.
So that's the way it works in society. So I don't think... I think Duran had part of the apology, but they also made sure to run it through the lawyers. And then they're like, this sounds very professional. We're good to go. Maybe you get suspended for a game or two, but that'll be it.
Now, let's go back to the Olympics for a second, where I'm really struggling to figure out what the hell they're doing. Now, you remember that we talked about how the United States had... filed an appeal and they had won it and Jordan Chiles was going to get her bronze medal in the event and yay! Well, now the International Gymnastics Federation restored Romanian gymnast Ana Barbosu to third place, but the United States now says they have further evidence that they filed the appeal in time because the argument wasn't that the appeal was correct. Is that the appeal didn't take place in time. So it feels like they're saying, no, you're right. You're probably right. She probably should have got the bronze, but you didn't get it in on time. And so because of that, we're going to give the bronze medal to the other person. Do you send that bronze medal back? Or are you like, good luck?
I don't think that you can get through customs with it. I think they're going to stop
you. Tarnished?
Yeah, they're going to stop you at the airport and be like, give us that back.
It's also worth considering, though, that, like, IOC and like gymnastics and stuff, she's still going to be competing in these types of events. So I feel like you probably need to comply in some ways.
Now, you don't want to be entirely on the bad side. Is it still under appeal? Like, they went back and appealed
I believe they double appealed now that they have evidence that they did get the first appeal in on time.
Okay. But we don't know anything beyond that yet.
To be determined. I have not heard the outcome of that double appeal yet.
I love the idea of double appeal. You're appealing to the people that already punished you.
Yes. And by saying, logistically, I have evidence that we turned in our Form B on time or whatever.
Well, I hope it works out.
Was that with the Court of Arbitration and Sport? Like, I think that this is another level up. That they've gone to USA Gymnastics has sent like video to and
wow.
stuff.
Yes,
this is amazing. This is like going from the appellate court to the Supreme Court.
Still feel like I wouldn't want to give that medal back.
Okay, all right.
But you're right. She has to make her own bigger career decision.
I would hold on to it until they say. I'll be like, you know, all the appeals are in the process. I'm going to hold on to this until you guys have figured it all out. Y'all just hit
keep
me
it
up.
Safe. Yeah,
just hit me up whenever y'all decide.
Okay. Or if, you know what, if they could give out 2 gold medals in the high jump, why can't they just crank up the medal making machine and give another bronze?
Facts.
We probably got extra medals laying around somewhere, right?
Pretty precious.
Just like you, Mike. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Precious. Coming up next.
Precious metal.
I understood. Mike. Again, it's not.
So now he's not just famous Mike. He's famous precious Mike. Wow. Good job, Kevin.
Coming up next. It's time for Gridiron Gravy. The quintet of NFL coaches under the most pressure this season. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Second and 9, and Bennett back with the snap. Ooh. Oh, he's hit hard. First sack of the night. And Jason Johnson got that one. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Whoa, he's working it this week. Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Dallascowboys.com. Let's start. Well, in case you missed it, the Dallas Cowboys lost in their preseason opener 13-12 to the Rams, in case you care about the outcome of such games.
Or did they?
What do you mean?
Honestly, I had no clue what the final score was until I came in here this morning.
Okay.
I mean, Tom Brady was there. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones was there.
Tom Brady was at that game?
Mm-hmm.
For what? Oh, did he call it?
Nope.
Nope. He was just there.
What a miserable day that had to be.
The fans, Kevin, the whole place was full of Cowboys fans. Mm. I call that a win in Jerry's book.
Man,
nothing against you. Like Cowboy fans great. Like invite, you know, like in your neighborhood, you'll see on Sunday a lot of Cowboy fans going to a certain house or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that happens all around our Metroplex. A lot of Cowboy fans here. Do people throw preseason game? Like, come on over. We're doing doing nachos and whatever. I don't know. Like,
that's always a good reason to get together. Like, yeah. Sure. What? I didn't, but sure.
No,
why
I'm
not?
Just, well, I guess I'm asking people, do you guys throw like preseason football game parties?
I think because that's a good, again, every week's a good reason to get together, have some fun, watch the game, talk about why your team's good and bad, who's going to make it. Like, I think it's a good reason. My buddy's a Texans fan. He was like, I can't do anything in Friday
so is
night.
Reggie now.
Yeah, I can't do anything Friday night because I have to sit down and watch this game. And I was like, excuse me? Just sit down and watch this Texans game and you're not employed where you have to talk about it? All right, I got you. But they're excited, Kevin, because their team's good.
Are people texting in? Are they partying yesterday?
Not that I see so far.
There is someone letting us know, though, or a few people letting us know that Brady was there because Fox did a simulated broadcast, obviously trying to get him ready for his duties as the analyst on the number one Fox
call
every week.
That makes more sense. That's part of his job.
Let's go from that.
Kevin said duty earlier, too.
To who are the five coaches under the most pressure? The NFL head coaches.
Mike McCarthy.
Is he number one?
Number one, yeah. Belichick could take him over based on what he saw earlier. And Mike has a whole segment on who's going to take over for him after he's done this year. So,
good point.
Belichick.
I would say he's in the top five, not Belichick.
Okay.
John Steven.
Who else? What did you say?
John Steven.
Probably the Jets coach, Sala.
Robert Sala.
Thank you.
Also in the top five.
I almost said Sala Measuring.
It's who's not Solemn Measury.
Who's a very confident seven-footer.
Is...
And so I have that right, so that's
Dable?
Two of the five.
Yes.
Dable?
Well, since you said it correctly, Brian Dable also in the mix.
Whoever was in the mix to sign their quarterback to a long-term deal should have already been fired, right?
Are all the NFC East head coaches in this mix except for Dan Quinn?
Probably.
Sirianni? Yeah, Sirianni is.
Because Nick Sirianni is definitely on the list, as is Matt Eberflus.
Oh, yeah.
At least this according to
How
Bucky
Sirianni
Brooks.
Looking with his color? Is jaundice? Is that more of a December thing?
I never really noticed it to begin with. So when he changed colors per you, it didn't make as jarring of an impact on me.
All right. I feel like he gets jaundice as the season goes along.
He's not out in the sun as much. I got you. Okay.
Do you agree that McCarthy, Sala, Sirianni, Eberflus, and Dable make sense
makes
as
sense. Yeah.
The five?
Yeah. Yeah, that absolutely is in. I would also say Dennis Allen down in New Orleans, but I don't know how much pressure is there because it is what it is in New Orleans right now.
Now, I know preseason doesn't matter to a lot of folks, but for Tim Patrick, it was a huge deal. He caught one pass for 14 yards in the Broncos preseason opener against Indianapolis. He had not played since 2021. So he spent the last 2 years on injured reserve, and he finally made his way back to the football field. How excited are you for Tim Patrick?
Sounds good.
I don't know.
You guys aren't excited at all.
I don't know. You didn't even let me answer.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever been this excited about anything.
Okay.
Old TP.
Birth of my second
child.
The
total package.
I don't know, man. Luger.
Toilet paper.
The 49ers have canceled their upcoming joint training camp practices with the Saints due to injury. That's probably the best reason.
Just one?
No, injury.
Yeah, like everybody's injured or hold on, what's going on?
So Shanahan said their most recent practice, 23 players missed due to various injuries.
Is that a lot?
Okay.
That feels like a lot, right?
God, what are they doing in their walkthroughs?
Yeah, well, you got to think there's a few guys that are injury that aren't practicing, right? Because they're hurt.
Just for the record, Ambry Thomas broke his arm on Saturday. So some of them
that's
are
a real injury, yeah.
Very, very legitimate.
The other Cast thing, it up. Let's go.
The other thing, Kevin, like my mind has been blown recently by the idea. My mind.
Good for your mind. Yeah. High five.
Yeah. That's awesome for your mind.
The Who was it? The idea that some of these players start looking at the roster, and if they think that they might not make it, they might be injured so that they can be on the IR so that they still get paid for, 4 weeks?
Yep.
Rather than being cut and not getting money. This is changing everything whenever these guys are injured. Like these 23 injuries, some of those could be dudes that don't have a job, and they're like, oh, I got to be hurt or else, you know? So I don't know, man.
That is a fascinating perspective.
Or maybe they're all in. Maybe the Niners aren't a tough team like we thought.
Oh,
they're top heavy, but the depth on that team not really as deep as you might imagine. So yeah, I imagine taking care of that is probably a smart way to go.
I don't know if there's any concern here because the Kansas City Chiefs might have issues at wide receiver to begin with.
What?
But
yeah, they got hurt.
Marquise Brown got hurt on what I think was their first offensive play of the game. Now, it looked like a significant injury at first. He suffered a dislocation to his sternoclavicular shoulder joint on Saturday night and was discharged from the hospital. So it could be worse, but that's a very inauspicious debut right there, is it not?
Yeah, and sternovac, where is that? Just the shoulder joint?
Sternum.
It's in the sternum. The front of the part shoulder, of the
shoulder?
I guess.
All right.
In the vascular part?
Maybe the guy that doesn't know where the line of scrimmage is can make the team again. What's his name? Tony, Kadarius Tony, is that the dummy?
Kadarius Tony.
Dislike. Okay, let me hold on. Quick question.
Well, they cut him on the Giants because he was dumb.
Would you take the Cowboys receiving core without CeeDee Lamb or the Chiefs receiving core?
Oh, I think I'd take the Chiefs.
Okay.
Because you get Travis Kelce too?
Well, ooh, no.
Just even the wide receiver.
Yeah, I think I would lean towards the Chiefs.
Okay.
I mean, you're looking right now, Brandon Cook, solid number two receiver. And then everybody else, to me, kind of fits into a fourth through sixth role. I don't think you have a number three receiver on this team, to be honest.
And they desperately want Jalen Tolbert to be in and still
work. I think that to be a top three receiver on a team, you would, if just quick math, you would say, well, you have to be one of the 96 best receivers in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think the Cowboys have one that's a top five receiver, another one that ranks somewhere probably between 35 and 60. Right. I know that's a big category, but I think it's tough to separate once you start getting to that category. And I don't think anybody else on their receiving core is close to a top 100 receiver in the league. I think more like 120 to 160 is where Tolbert or whoever else, the little guy who returns punts and kicks.
Devontae Turpin.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I think that they lack a lot of depth where you don't have anybody in the top 30 for Kansas City.
Let's go from that to Pittsburgh. Where, well, Pittsburgh lost to Reggie's beloved Houston Texans.
It's true.
20-12. But
correct.
Maybe the bigger issue was Justin Fields had a fumbled snap exchange and then another fumble during this. And so they just couldn't get the center to quarterback flow going. And that feels like obviously the most basic part. So that feels like that undercuts all other progress Justin Fields made in that game.
What are they going to do, though? Play Russell Wilson? Play
Lance.
Kyle Allen?
Oh, man, I forgot about Kyle Allen.
Is he on that team?
Yeah.
He's a former Aggie, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They named the field after him.
That is not.
Kyle Field. That's fact.
It's not.
Kyle Allen.
Oh, and his name's Kyle.
It's true.
He played at A&M. And now y'all have Kyle Field, right?
The house that Kyle built.
Yeah. We have a fan named Kyle Fields.
Is that the love child of Kyle Allen and Justin Fields?
What? How?
I think that's how it works, yeah.
Is that how it works?
Sounds like it.
Where Never mind. Never mind.
Well, Kevin,
what happens
is two people
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
I don't have any further questions.
Those two guys can't make a baby.
About that.
I said two people, but...
Mike, are you more concerned about the receiving core for the Chiefs or the fact that, in case you missed it earlier, they got confused and took a safety on a kickoff?
Not worried about the safety thing. That guy probably won't even be on the team.
But Randy Reed had to get an explanation, though.
Oh, great. He caught the Super Bowl touchdown pass, right?
So it kind of feels like he'll be on the team, Mike.
Randy Reed was like, I need an explanation on this. And then they told him, and he was like, all right, I guess we're just going to have to go work on that a little more. It's very much, though, to me, this whole I want to talk more about special teams situation because it's like the pitch clock where you got to kind of iron out some things in the preseason and then maybe everything will work out.
It was really interesting because it went over one of the returners' heads and then Hardman looked like he was like, no, we got to go get the ball. And he took a knee in the end zone and then grabbed the ball at the 1 yard line and... That didn't work.
Does this work?
Yeah. Nope. They're like, safety. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, I'm going to try, okay? Rangers pick up some positives, but the record continues to spiral. Why? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.